Tim came, and he gave this incredible talk on new technology and its application to paleontology. And in particular, he was talking about CT scanning, high-resolution CT scanning. And he showed these incredible images where he would show a fossil in the middle of rock matrix, still embedded in the rock. And his team at Austin, still the best CT scanning facility in the world, his team at Austin scanned it, and they managed to digitally remove the rock and digitally dissect the fossil so that they could see everything inside of it, where the brain went, where the various nerves and blood vessels moved through the bone, the ways in which the bones were connected to each other. I mean, everything. So, so much about the animal, and made these beautiful 3D renderings and movies. And I just looked at it, and I said to myself, and I remember saying to myself, verbalizing to myself in my head, this is the future. And I came away from it starry-eyed, and I remember walking down the hall, the hallway right outside my office, right here, as an undergraduate, behind Jock and Tim, and thinking, this is it. This is it. I have to go to Texas. I have to learn with this man. And that's what I did. I went to Texas for 3 years. Tim and I became great friends. I just got back from visiting him in Austin. And I learned all about CT scanning and about advanced biological and paleontological imaging while at Austin, and sort of got in on the ground floor with those technologies. And that was a time during my master's when I met some other great friends. And also doing a master's is a great thing. It was a funded 3-year master's. It's an amazing thing. A great gift, because the pressure of doing a PhD isn't on yet. And so you really have time to think, to sit there and to think and to develop your ideas and to enjoy being a scholar. And it's just like, it was just an incredible time, and Austin was an incredible city. And I always say I got all of my best ideas while I was in Austin during my master's, and I've just been feeding off of them ever since. I mean, Tim especially. Tim Rowe is just the most brilliant of scholars. And he, I mean, I still talk to him regularly just to get ideas. He and there's a good friend of mine, Gabe Beaver, who's now a professor at Johns Hopkins, who is there finishing up his PhD. There are some other incredible people there as well, but that was a great time in my life.